whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 254. Today is Saturday, March 6, 2021. I'm your host, Lita. Hi, joining me this week is my co-host, Fair. How are you, sweetie?
Hello, how are you all?
We are good. Tiber's just sent through a coffee on the Twitch channel. Thank you. Zai says he's good. We've got Rud, Stir, Nisi, Zaya, Chris, Tiber. So, hi guys, anyone else in the chat room? Hi, thank you for joining us. So, it's lovely to see you guys. So, this week I've got the Arbiter. I don't know if you can really, I'm going the wrong way. It's Bastion. Anyway, so it's really pretty. I was going to try and do it for the whole background, but it looked very stark. So I've gone a little bit Kyrian. I've put my hair up. I've done, I tried to be a bit sick, but I didn't have any blue lipstick. I felt like I should have...
I don't see your wings either.
Yeah, I don't have wings. So, it's just like, we could pretend. I could... who's got wings? Here we go. Hang on. Which one of my little guys? Here we go. I could get my little... Here we go. I could get my little...
Here you go.
And yep. Stick him behind me. Here we go. And doesn't really work, but, here we go.
It's a thought.
I got wings. So, there we go. Anyway. Yes. So that's my little dragon. Whelplings, surrounded by whelplings and plushies, as I do. It is. Anyway.
It's good to have friends.
Yes, so it's just like I have all my things. Execute would tell you that it's very obviously a heavy World of Warcraft theme. But I do have quite a few, Blizzard stuff, and it is very geeky-fied, which suits both us, actually, because I think he likes it.
He shouldn't complain about that.
I know, exactly. All right, anyway, we have got Fair here today, and she's come to help me co-host, and also to have a chat about how Shadowlands is going. So I thought we'd do a little one-on-one chat. Well, basically, I ask you the questions.
That's how it works.
That's it. See, this is the good thing about hosting a podcast. Excuse me, my throat is already just going, yeah, you're done. So be good. Good thing is that I can get to ask all the questions. It's always a fun thing. So
we should have a turnabout today.
No.
Maybe
one day. Maybe one day we will. Anyway, what I want to know is, obviously, Shadowlands has been out for, what are we, a couple months? 3 months? Four, three and a half? It's been out for a little while. So I want to know how Shadowlands has been for you, basically. Let's go into Shadowlands for you first off. And then I've got another question, which we'll get into a bit more about threads.
Okay. Well, when it comes to Shadowlands, I've taken a few tunes through the Maw. Started with a Tin Man Rogue, yep. An Iron Hunter Scout, I think a Rogue Working Man, a Druid Scout, a regular Druid at some point.
Okay.
Full disclosure, I'm probably one of the last people in the entire world to still not have Threads of Fate.
Mm-hmm.
So, working on it, getting there.
Yeah.
My regular is in she's very close. I mean, so, yeah. Next week maybe I'll have it. But
we'll okay. See. Well, that's exciting. So
all of my things I have to say are colored by the fact that I don't have threats.
Well, and I mean, when it comes down to it, like, we all play the game differently, you know? So I'm sure there's people out there that haven't done Threads of Fate as well. I mean, obviously, it's a bit of a bonus for those that have, but I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that don't do it. So, which leads me into, for you, because at the moment you still haven't got it, I want to know how playing the challenge tunes has been for you without having it. Like, have you felt it to be more intense playing your challenge tunes, or you don't think there's been an issue yet because you haven't got threads, so you haven't found that?
I mean, there's some things you just can't do. I tried the main quest line in Bastion on that Iron Hunter Scout that I had, and quickly realized that this was not going to be a viable way to level. So basically, I spent my life playing with my pacifist and got her to max level early on, and a working man also at an early level. That one was a rogue, the working man, and she went through them all pretty late in life, past mid-50s. After she messed around doing some archaeology and some exploring, gathering in BFA, then she did go through them all, did a few of the intro things in Bastion, and then she explored and gathered some more and explored some more.
Okay.
Until she danked.
Okay.
I have pretty much left my irons alone. I park them at 60, or excuse me, at 50, ready to go when I'm ready to do that. So, except with one exception, I do have one iron druid that I am leveling. And she will continue to level without threads and without Shadowlands. Basically, without threads, your options are several. You could grind mobs in Bastion, pretend to be you're a bloodthirsty. I can't do that just because I don't grind very well. I get about 10 mobs killed and go, maybe I could like go knit something or do something else because I'm tired of killing these whatever they are. It's just me. And those mobs do turn green and then gray. And you have to keep killing higher and higher level mobs to get any experience, and it's just not for me. For other people, it's fine. For me, it's not. The other things you can do include chest hunting outside of Shadowland zones. BFA, you've got Northrend, Outland, Old World. You can get, it's about 830 experience per chest. So you have to be diligent about it. This is why this, we kind of joke around about what's been cleared out and what's still free.
That's Stir's comment about the winter spring chests.
Winter spring, yes. Winter spring's a good chest zone, but it's limited and it has a respawn timer. So, the other thing you can do are holiday quests and daily quests. You can still do Plants versus Zombies. There was a bug about it early on in the expansion, but that's been cleaned up. It works now. Those quests give the same experience as doing one chest. Not much experience, but you learn not to laugh at any experience. It's all good. You take it, and it adds up. My druid, who's doing leveling that way, hit 53 this week. It's not fast. It's a bubble, but one and a half to two bubbles a day for her at the rate I play.
Yeah.
Because I do other things too. I don't just continually ride around trying to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's slow, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
That's just going to be her thing. I have others that will go into the mall and go to Threads and do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you can do, or early on, like in your early 50s, is to do exploration in places you might not have explored fully, like Legion zones or BFA. You can pick up some decent experience early on with those. So that's pretty much your options. The current Ironman that's 53 is just doing she did some exploration. She explored a lot of places. She's 53 now. That experience is going to drop off for exploring things. So, that won't happen. So she'll just keep grinding chests and holidays.
Yeah.
And I know it's not glamorous, but it's what she does.
Mm. I mean, I guess that's one of the things is when you've got your limitations on as far as whichever challenge. I mean, they've all got limitations, but some more so than others. There's the ways and means of finding that little bit of XP that, you know, most people may go, it's only giving, you know, so much, you know, 100 or something XP, but when you're...
That was my first reaction to them, going, these aren't worth it. It's like, excuse me, that's all I have.
yes.
They're worth it.
Exactly. So, all right. Hang on.
I love holidays. So I'm still also playing with other challengers. I mean, the irons, I do have one iron that I'm working. She's 50, trying to get to, say, 52 or so.
Okay.
To be available to do Threads. Once I'm able to do that, I want to have her a couple of levels before going through the mall. You might as well.
Yeah.
Makes life a little easier. And you can get some experience before you go. So I'm doing a few things in BFA and exploring and doing what she can.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as Chris says in the chat room, glamour doesn't matter, only staying alive. So that is
exactly
that is correct. Staying alive is the big thing. Stir says, opening up Threads is the way to maximize options, more flexibility. If you go through more at 52 plus, it is almost trivial. So I guess that's the whole
thing. It does get easier, that's for sure.
Yeah,
because those mobs don't, the mobs in the maw do not scale.
Yeah.
So they go gray by mid 50s.
Yes, it's I mean, they hit like a ton when you're hopping at 50.
Challenge. There's no sense in going there at 50, really.
Exactly. All right. So
I do other challenges too.
I
know that the website for Working Man doesn't work to add them or to try to update them. I had one who was on a list before the expansion.
Yep.
And she fell off apparently due to inactivity or whatever, but I'm sure she'll be able to come back once. I'm not going to try to bring her back until things are working, but meanwhile I'm leveling her.
Yeah.
She's doing what I call oddball archaeology, which is archaeology in zones other than Kalimdor, Eastern Kingdoms, Outland, and Northrend. Every other zone gives you half as much experience per day. So this is not about fast. She's doing it unrested. That makes it the same as doing it unrested in regular zones. So, she tried doing some stuff in Draenor. Draenor is just not my favorite zone in general, so I didn't do a whole lot there. Pandaria. She likes Pandaria a lot. I never did archaeology in Pandaria ever. So achievements are just kind of rolling in, which is fun. I like to see you got an achievement for collecting this or that or whatever.
Yeah.
Yay. So she's having fun with that. It's not a place to take a pacifist because of the spawns.
Yes.
Get random little ghosts of whatever in all these other zones. You never know when you're going to get them.
Fragment thingies that pop up. Yeah.
Pacifists don't like that.
No.
So she's a working man. She's a hunter. She can deal with that. Her pet just jumps on them and deals with them while she keeps digging.
Mm-hmm.
I did one thing that was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something new about archaeology. In Legion, the way you get rare items in archaeology is by quests.
Yes.
And these quests ask you to collect a whole bunch of fragments of a specific type from a specific zone.
Yes.
Well, I decided I wanted to get a moose mount, the Spirit of Etchirol.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful, translucent blue
flying moose. Yes.
And I wanted him. So I did that. You collect 200 special fragments from high mountain dig sites. Piece of cake.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem.
Yay!
That was
congrats.
Fun. Yeah. So I got my moose.
Phew.
So I said, okay, I'll try another one of those quests after. Mm-hmm. They last for 2 weeks, and then another one comes up. You can only do it like twice a year for each of those quests. There was one in Stormheim.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a different story.
Okay.
I discovered something new. There's always something new. One of the spawns from a dig site in Stormheim showed up at her level, which is 56.
Right.
That was a surprise. Not a happy surprise.
No.
It was doing major damage to her. According to my recount, the damage was coming from throwing stuff.
Oh.
This guy was throwing stuff at her while he was fighting her pet. I healed her, and when I got back down to half health again, I bailed because this was not going well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't have a jump on him. I wasn't expecting this.
Yep.
No. So I bailed. He despawned after the pet died.
Right.
I was okay. I looked it up from recount to find out who I was fighting. It was called a worm tongue collector.
Yeah.
And apparently they are a known thing. They're a level 50 to 60 mob, which can spawn at a dig site in the Broken Isles.
Level 50
I guess I was lucky
60.
In High Mountain. I don't know.
Wow.
I never got any there. Well,
okay.
So,
yeah,
that was it for my Legion digging.
Okay.
So, you know, that wasn't that much fun. I never went back there.
Yeah.
Back to Pandaria. I did some digging in BFA, actually, which wasn't too bad. Some of the mobs, even though they were gray, they tended to want to attack if you got too close.
Okay.
It seemed like she wasn't that far out leveling them, I guess. And she, her pet could deal with them, but so that's another option. So I was getting different achievements there.
Yeah.
So Pandaria and BFA for archaeology for her.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the way to go. So it's different. Nice. It's fun.
Yeah.
She's in no rush.
Okay. And I mean, that is one of the things that I absolutely love about you is you have got the patience of Job or whatever you want to say. For some things. Absolutely. It's just, you know, you are just quite happy to, and it's always inspiring because I think if Fair can do this, then we all can do this. You know, we just have to be a little bit more patient. Patient like
just
Fair.
Don't ask me to kill boars endlessly. I can't do it.
We know. You're not a BT grinding
no,
person.
I'm not.
But you are very patient when it comes to, you know, things like archaeology and pacifist and, you know, just looking at XP and, you know, it's always inspiring. So that is fantastic. Okay.
Yeah, and it's a way to have fun doing something different.
Mm-hmm.
So irons are kind of on hold while I was waiting to get threads.
Yes. Yes. All right. So what I want to know is what other factors make playing a challenge tune more challenging? Obviously, you know, we all have different things that come into when we play, you know, what might not work for you might work for me and vice versa. But we've got, obviously, we've got things like count wide things like flying. We're kind of,
that's a big one.
is obviously is a very big thing, but you know, is there other things? We do love flying, Chris. Yes, absolutely. So what other things do you find the factors that really make, other than obviously internet? Internet's a big factor.
Yeah, well, flying is just huge for me. Being able to fly in Legion now is nice because that gives me all that free exploration I never could get before.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't quest there, but because one of the things that I don't like in zones and are PvP areas.
Yes.
And Legion, all the zones seem to have a PvP area, mm-hmm. and then they have those random invasions. I don't like that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like surprises like that. So I stay away from those kinds of things pretty much entirely.
Mm-hmm.
BFA, probably everybody knows by now, I can't fly there. So that limits what I do there too.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, yeah, never did that grind to do that. One thing that probably doesn't affect other people as much as it does me, because I have some vision issues.
Mm-hmm.
Some zones are hard to see. Bastion is tough because those grass colors and stuff, and the light bright thing is, I mean, I actually found it easier to see things in Himaldraxxus or places like that, but Bastion is hard. So that's just one of those, there's some zones that you like or don't like for reasons that are so simple as it's hard to see there.
Yeah. Do you think it
definitely has an impact?
Do you think it's color and textures that they use? Like, obviously, color, if it's very Bastion, is very
light. Bright, things start to get glare.
Yeah.
And when it's too dark, that's not good either. But Ardenweald is okay. It's on the darker side, but I love Ardenweald.
Yeah.
I'll move in there, thanks. Just kind of camp out. My druid will make a home there.
It is very pretty. Okay, all right. So, have you found, obviously you've said Bastion is a big thing, but for you, have you found certain zones cause you more issues? So we know Bastion, and I can totally understand that, because every time I go to Bastion, as much as I love it, it's very kind of like, whoa, put my sunglasses on.
Yeah, exactly. They should issue sunglasses when you go there.
And I understand why, obviously. But, you know, it gets to a point where I like going home, where my home is, Revendreth, you know, Sinfall, where it's all very dark and red. And, you know, so, but yeah. So, for you, like, what other places around all of Azeroth do you find? Is there anything that causes issues, whether it's visual, textures, just, you know, anything you find you fall off more than others? For me, it's everywhere.
Just general annoyance. Yeah. I don't have a very good sense of direction on the ground. I get lost in BFA on the ground, trying to get from point A to point B. I have this wonderful list that Zaya or somebody put together of where the chests all are in BFA. And on the ground, I can see where the coordinates are, and I can see where my coordinates are. But getting there from here is not so easy. There's mountains, there's rivers, there's cliffs.
Yes.
We won't even talk about the mobs, but just the terrain.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
So, and it has partly to do with, until I've gone through a zone on my own self a couple, three times, I don't really know it like intuitively how to go from here to there. So I probably take the long way around to get to everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that BFA is not my favorite place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the old world, I don't do archaeology in Eastern Kingdoms much because I don't like trolls.
Trolls.
I avoid the trolls, man.
Trolls. Why did it have to be trolls? Yes.
Always trolls. Mm-hmm. Live trolls. I mean, yes. The thing about Kalimdor, most of the dig sites are at dead troll ruins.
Yes.
Except for like a couple of places, but mostly they're dead. You don't have to deal with them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I don't avoid too many other zones, really.
Mm. I mean, we are very lucky. There is so many amazing zones. You know, if we speak of old, you know, going back from the vanilla zones right through, you know, we have never had so much ability to quest or to look for, you know, your treasures and your chests and all of that than I guess we've ever had with the challenge zones, because this has, Shadowlands has opened everything up massively compared to, you know, what we previously had. So
leveling from to 50 is really fun, I gotta say.
Yeah.
If I had more slots available on my accounts, I would probably make more
tunes
and just
know.
Level through the different zones and different pathways, you know?
Yeah. So many options, which, you know, and we should be back. And hey guys, it's back. No, it's Australian internet. It's, you know, it's always Australian internet. Yay, editing. Anyway, I forgot what we were talking about the zones.
We have lots of options.
Yes. We do have lots of options, which is fantastic. I did want to go back. Hang on, there was a question. Where did I see it? Red asked, do you like the storyline of Shadowlands and what is coming? I have no idea what's coming. I haven't looked too far ahead. Also, not had time. I'm barely getting through IRL. at the moment to even look at what WoW is doing. It's a bit like that. Chris said we love flying, which we do. We do love flying. Tiber says, yay, moose. So awesome. Congratulations
yes,
on that.
Yes, love my moose. He's great.
It's so cute.
He goes with my bear. I have Arcturus as
nice.
Her pet.
Nice. Oh, that's so cute.
They're cute together.
They are cute together. Krista say, and beware the cheese shop in Stormwind. It's a killer.
Oh, cheese it is. Shop. Yeah, it'll drop you.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
There's also a zone way in the west of Pandaria, like the westernmost island.
Okay.
Cirbes or whatever. It's a known no-fly or drop you zone. So I have two dig sites there at the moment that I'm studiously ignoring.
Yes. I mean, if we do come across that every so often, there's certain spots. Mind you, some of us don't really need that. We can just manage to fall to our deaths on a flying mount. Anyway, because they clicked the wrong button. Oh, lucky it wasn't on the challenge soon. I may have fallen asleep the other night as I was trying to play and had my hand slip onto my mount dismount button. I was only out. Like, I literally must have just like crashed for maybe about, like, it was such a short time frame, like a minute, like it wasn't even that long, but I woke up and later splattered. I was like, okay, all right, and then it's like, okay, I've done nothing, I need to go to bed. So again, anyway, it is what it is. Okay, all right. Well, thank you for all that information. Obviously, we know that there's lots of different ways that you can go around without having Threads of Fate. We know there are things ways and means with various challenges. It doesn't have, not always necessarily the easy way to go about things, but there are ways and means. So thank you for sharing your experience with that. And of course, you said you are very close to getting there, so it'll be nice to see how your play adds.
Yeah, I'm curious about it.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
I spent a lot of time thinking about which one to go first into threads.
Yes.
Should I take a rogue so I can sneak around?
Mm-hmm.
But I can't kill anything.
Mm-hmm.
I decided on the hunter because I could kill things.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that's probably.
And they're also fast to get back to 50.
Yeah.
If I kill her.
That's true. That's a very good, valid point. So, yeah. Stir says, asleep at the wheel, imagine the toon plunging to the earth, screaming, wake up. I do, Stir. It happens quite regularly. Anyway. All right. Tell me about your week this week. What have you done in WoW?
Well, my big accomplishment was getting to 53 on Feriona, my Iron Druid slow lane.
Mm-hmm.
And that, it always feels good. You don't get to ding that often. So
yeah.
It's nice when you get to ding.
Nice.
And Dark Moon Fear coming up. Yay. That's.
Yes.
Turn in this, mm-hmm. this request. So, yeah.
Nice.
So she got to 53. That working man, Hunter,
mm-hmm.
Hit 58 with her oddball archaeology.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stop before I get to 60 just mm-hmm. because of the tracker issues. She was on the list before, so but not to get her back on at the time,
yeah.
whenever it happens. And I'm working on leveling that new hunter. Well, she's new, she's 50.
Mm-hmm.
But she's the one who will do threads once that happens.
Okay.
And so she's about halfway through level 50, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Doing some killing stones and things like that in BFA.
Yeah. Okay, you've been very busy, which is awesome. Congratulations on the Iron Druid, 53.
53,
awesome.
Yeah, I know. It seems like, yeah, 53 isn't a lot, but it's progress.
I know, it still feels strange to say it, isn't it? Like, before Shadowlands, 53 is like, well, we haven't even got halfway there yet.
Oh, yeah,
and now it's
in
like
doldrums, 50s,
so,
right?
Yeah, it's crazy. It really is. Okay, all right. Well, you know, obviously we wish you all the very best this week on all the tunes that you're leveling. So we hope that goes nice and smoothly for you. So we will see how it goes next week. All right. I think we will go straight into news because I do have a bit to discuss, so let's do it.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft!
Alrighty, well, first off, let's start off with another congratulations to Stir on getting his monk, Monkster, to max level. Hang on, where are we? It's Monkster is our ninth Shadowlands Iron Champion. Congratulations. Hang on, where is it? Here we go. How many is that for you now, Stir? What's he up to? Is it four, five, six? I've lost four to five. Okay. Wow. That is fantastic. Five overall. Well done, Stir. That is awesome. I wonder what he's working on next. I'm assuming another rogue. I'm gonna assume. I would say so. Alrighty. Okay, so we have got a issue that has come up with Threads of Fate for causing Bloodthirsty's problems at the moment, so I've not had time to do the website, so I will do that after the show. I will put up a banner anyway, whichever, just to let all you guys know. For Bloodthirsties. For Bloodthirsties. Only for Bloodthirsties. Please, no Threads of Fate until the Wardens sort the code out. We will let you know. So just for the moment, Bloodthirsties, you need to hang off on Threads of Fate because they are flagging. Whatever has happened, whether it's on Blizzard's end, something is triggering that there is too many quests. So we need to sort that out and delve into that a fair bit to figure out why that is happening. So just, you know, if you're doing anything, just please try and hold off on that tune. If you need to go start another one, and you know, wait, we'll let you know. Once we know, we will let you know. So I know we've got some people looking at it at the moment, so just don't know how long that's gonna take. All right. It is throwing, yeah, it's throwing red flags. It's flagging left and right, red, red, red. So, yeah. Okay, the other thing is, as Fair had mentioned, Darkmoon Fair is back. Yay! Obviously means nothing to Bloodthirsties, but to everyone else, we're all like, yay! Woohoo! Very exciting. So, Darkmoon Fair will start for me this afternoon. So, hopefully I might get some time to play today or tonight. Just remember it is for the week. Did we say they are still, what was the issue with it the last time? Just gone completely mentally blank. It is giving XP, a little bit of XP and
the
skill.
Profession quests do give XP. Yeah. Last time we talked, the issue was there were two
adventures
in 1 month.
That's right. Which is
completely... That hopefully won't happen again for a while.
Yes. That's it. Timeline, and which honestly didn't even think about that after that was. So yeah, so we should be good because we are into March, and we should be good for that. So those that want to do Dark Moon Fair, don't forget you can go get your 16 slot bag, the Dark Moon storage box, which comes in handy, plus can give yourself a little bit of gold. So yeah, Dark Moon Fair is just for the week, so yay, that is awesome. Okay, any other news? I think I got everything from there. The main thing being, Bloodthirsties, don't do threats. Okay? I will put I think I'll just make a big banner and I'll put it first. Bloodthirsties, do not take threats. And have that as the first one. And then I'll adjust that second banner. So, looks like someone's playing with banners today. No one will ruin it, exactly. If I put bright flashing lights, yeah. Anyway, we will sort that up for the website. So, yeah, guys. Just beware with Bloodthirsties. Alright, okay. Where's my little Zorts clip? Let's play this one.
Hey yo, it's Chit Chat!
Okay, so, as we always like to start Chit Chat, we are going to start with Azzy's little bumper, because it's so cute, but I will wait until the stream decides to be nice. Is the stream being nice? Yeah, it's back. Okay, alright. Azzy's bumper, here we go.
It's Azzy's pun.
Oh, Fair. Go for it.
Yep. Well, this is from Azzy's Pun Vault. Why does Spider-Man always answer the phone right away? Because with great power comes great response ability.
I don't remember him sending that one in. That's awesome. I love it. That is very, very cute. Awesome. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. That's good. All right. We have got one from Dave. So we've got, what kind of jokes are recommended during a global pandemic? Inside jokes.
Yep.
Yep. That's so true. So true. Okay. Thank you. Alrighty. Now, I think we've got a couple of questions this week. So, do you want to take the first one?
Sure. Please. From T. Hill 199. The question is, are glyphs allowed in Bloodthirsty? And the answer is yes. However, something has come to our attention, and that is that the level stated on some glyphs that you can use, the level that you can use them at, may or may not match the level at which the spells they're used for are learned. It sounds like they haven't updated the wording on the glyph text. For example, glyph of the luminous charger, or paleglyph, says requires level 11 to be used. However, it seems that the glyph gets applied to the spell crusader, aura, which is not learned until level 21. That's a problem. So if you're having trouble applying your glyph of choice, you may need to do some deeper digging to find out why the game is not letting you use it. And a good place to start looking would be, what level do you learn the spell it is for?
Yeah, so it seems that things are definitely wonky in certain stuff. So just be aware that these are the case. So if you're finding you can't put something on, you know, maybe it is because the spell says, hey, it's this level, but you actually need to have it at a higher level. So yeah,
they move so many spell levels around. I know with druids, with forms and all that kind of stuff, everything's changed.
I don't know, I honestly don't even use glyphs for any challenge soon. I never think about it nowadays. You know, like in the old days, they were always quite good. So we couldn't have them because they were good for abilities and stuff. So on a normal tune, you're like, yay, glyphs, what am I going to get? Whereas now it's more cosmetic stuff. So I just honestly don't even think about them. Do you use them?
The only ones I use are druid ones for forms. Mm-hmm. I happen to not really care for the default water form, the lumpy seal.
Yes.
So I usually glyph that to be an orca or a dolphin or something a little more.
That's cute.
And it's actually not called a glyph anymore. Mm-hmm. It's called something else, and you buy it and you apply it and then you use it in the barbershop to your forms.
Which
is weird.
Yeah.
Inscriptionists still make it, but you don't buy them under the heading called glyph.
Yep.
It's just weird.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the only ones I use are the forms for druids. I like cheetahs better than stag forms. They're small and sit under trees better.
That's a good idea. That's actually, I'm not a huge stag fan either. So maybe for druids, that's a good idea. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, druids are the only ones I bother with on them.
Okay, druid. I'm gonna have a look because I don't mind that idea. All right.
Also, the one that lets you not look like an owl beast when you're in Moonkin form.
Mm-hmm.
Glyph of Stars is worth it for druids if you would rather look like a translucent night elf rather than a large, bulky owl beast.
Yeah. Okay. I can understand. So that's not bad. I have to see if any of you guys use them on any of your other challenge tunes other than Druid. Like, I'd be interested to know. Let us know. Alright, looks like my internet is being stupid again. So, yay! Is it working or has it decided to die? Just give me... No, it's working. Yeah, no, it's there. It just decided to pause everything. Yeah, okay, I think we're back. So, yeah, all I was saying is, look, if you guys do use the glyphs on certain particular classes, I guess, with your challenges, let us know. It's, you know, I'm, as I said, I didn't even think about it, but I can obviously see why it'd be good for a druid. Fair. That's good points. So thank you.
Yeah, no more lumpy seals.
Yeah. Alrighty. Okay, so let's go on to, we had a question from Basil. I'm doing an Ironman and having trouble finding the vendors for white gear. Do you have any tips? Says not sure of the vendor cutoff level for being able to buy gear from them, but Wowhead does have an item finder that you could try to use that we've directed challenges to in the past. You can sort the items down to those from vendors and adjust the quality down to white gear. So what we will do is, hang on, I'm going to copy the link. I'm going to put it in Twitch. For those of you that don't have it, we will also have it up on the website. And what I might do is I might pin it on, in general somewhere, just to make it a little bit easier for access for people remembering where it is. Because sometimes it can be, you know, you're stressing about gear and you're like, ah, what am I doing? What am I doing? And trying to find it might be a little bit, a little bit crazy. So I will do that after the show, to put that in Discord, but we will have it in the show notes. So if anyone's interested in checking out that or having the link for that. So yes. Alrighty. Okay. So I think we've got everything. I think we're going to have a short show. Yay. Yay. I always promise it and never happens, so
yeah, right.
You might actually have one. All right, Hood says max level you can buy, I think, is level 20. I'd have to... No, I thought they went higher than max level 20. I'm sure there are higher ones. Anyway, have a play around with it and see. It might be more based on what your character... I know when we were doing beta testing and all that, like, the vendor gear was so screwed up that I know between myself, Nisi, Execute, I'm not sure if you'd looked at it fair when you were checking
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
so
a little bit. I tend to just go shopping.
It was all crazy.
The various cities. I mean, if you don't find it in one city, try another one. Darnassus is my... place to
yeah,
shop,
like there's so many vendors around. Just have a look at it, you know, and every time you go to a new place, you know, sometimes a good thing I've done of it is just go around, like do a bit of discovery, go around from Stormwind, go down to Ironforge, you know, because you can take the deep run tram, you know, so you're safe. You can get there and go around and, you know, see what vendors are there and just have a look yourself and see if there's anything, if you're not sure where things are. So that's always a, you know, kind of like a road trip. You're taking your tools on a road trip.
Look, when you're out in the wild, sometimes at like little camps, there's a single vendor who mostly does repairs, mm-hmm. but sometimes they have a weapon or two.
Sometimes they do, yeah.
Might be, you know, down in, I don't know, Ashen Vale or Feralis or any of those areas. Sometimes there's some repair guy also happens to sell a nice staff. Or,
yeah. You know. Yeah, well,
there,
I mean...
There's a gun dealer in Feralis, too.
Yes.
Hunters.
Yes, there is. So, you know, there is always... different places that you can go to. Lisi says, I think the highest I can find a Stormwind was 20. Didn't look in any other spots. So, Rod says, better weapons is not a problem in the starting zone. Give white gear that scales. So, you know, I mean, there's lots of different options. And sometimes it could be as easy as you can pick up. I know I've picked up greys that have been better than the whites, which is just seem crazy. Oh, yeah, sure. But you know, sometimes it's just all about.
And check those levels because they really vary. I mean, the name of an item no longer tells you anything about what level it's going to be.
Exactly, because if we picked up the same item, but you picked it up at say level 12, and I picked it up at level 20,
they'd be different.
Yeah, it becomes very different. So yeah, that's Blizzard. Thank you for.
And you put them on the auction
headache.
House, and they all show up as the same name, but you look at the individual
all
items.
All different levels. Yes. Yes, thank you, Blizzard, for creating headaches for us all. We do enjoy that. Not. All right. Okay, well, look, we're going to start to wrap this up in a minute. However, on a slightly somber note, I want to I want to let you guys know of a couple of things, and I wanted to wait towards the end of the show to be able to do this. So first off, before I get into I just want to say that there are times and there are things that obviously happen in our real life. We are a fairly tight community with the WoW Challenges, and we have got amazing, wonderful people. I'm blessed to be surrounded by admin and mods and you guys who I consider friends, as well as challenge players, which is fantastic. But obviously playing WoW and playing WoW Challenges is a little part of, for most of us, what we do in a day. We have got real life that has another big major part that we have to deal with. So there are times when real life and WoW collides in good positive ways, but also in the not so. So I just wanted to say that there are times for all of us and people in our community when things do happen. We have got the happy times, but we also have the sad times. And as players and as human beings that care for each other, especially our long-term players, our veterans, there are times when they reach out to us to say, hey, this is what's going on, this is what's happened. And I think there are times that we can, even on a podcast, even through the website, even through Discord, give a little bit of love and say, hey, we are there for you. Our shoulders are here. We can't give you a hug physically, but we want to virtually give you a hug and send the love and support. And, we have done this over the years. Probably not in so many words, so I just wanted to put it in words that there will be times when I will sit here and throw out some people love to those that are going through hard times or going through rough times, or even just sharing joys of the happy times that we may have. So before I get into, thank you, Chris. I just wanted to say there will be times some people might find that that's not appropriate. Well, tough. It's what we do. We care for each other. We are caring community. And that being said, we have got someone who has gone through a very rough time in the past month. As you would know, one of our favorite people who pop up, I don't think he's in the chat room today, but Dave DeHunter, Dave, who sends us our cute little jokes as well, who supports us, has been a wonderful advocate for the challenges, busy playing his many, many alts, as we know that he does. He had sent a message through on Twitter. And as much as I would love to read it to you guys, I can't, because I will not get through it in... I'm already tearing up. So I don't want to be a blubbering mess. But he sent a wonderful tribute to his wife. He lost his wife about three, four weeks ago. And we just want to send our love, our support, our condolences to him. And the story that he's shared with us, excuse me, we will put that in the show notes. So if you would like to read the story of him, his wife, it's beautiful, it's touching. We would like you to share it with you, but I am not strong enough to be able to read it to you guys. So I said to Dave, I got his permission to, we'll put it on the website with the show notes. So if you'd like to read it, it will be there. But Dave, please know you're in our thoughts and our hearts. So heart to you and to your family. Otherwise I'm going to really start bawling in a minute, so I don't want to do that. But these are the things. So we send our love to you from the community, Dave. Okay, we are thinking of you. Okay, so on that note, I did also want to share just two other things from a personal note. As you guys know, I am getting married. I am getting married to execute in 97 days. So I just want to give you guys a little bit of happy news, which, you know, is, again, through a wonderful community, execute and I. Yeah, we're getting married. So you guys know that, but it's full steam ahead. 97 days, what? It's crazy. So yeah, so there's a little bit of happy news to share with the community. And yes, it is all crazy, full steam ahead with wedding prep. All right, well, I think on that note, we will wrap up the show once the stream decides to, my internet decides to be good. I think we're back. Yes. All right. Fair. Darling, are you strong enough to do this after all the words I've just said? Okay.
I can do this.
Thank you.
And I'll just, add my condolences to Dave as well.
Thank you.
It is a very touching tribute that he wrote. Worth reading.
Yes.
And I wouldn't be able to read it either. Yeah. Not allowed. Okay. Let's thank our Iron Elites. People who help us, support us.
Actually, give us a moment. Just give me a moment, because guess what? You know what it's done? It's decided to freaking drop out. I think we've lost it again. No? Are we back? No? I didn't lose it, guys? It's still there? This would have been a really good time if I, would have sworn. No, it seems to be going. All right. You guys, you can hear us?
Are we on?
Hello, chat room. Back. Okay. All right. Everything's okay. Back. Go for it. Iron Elite, please.
Okay. So let's go with the thanks for our Iron Elite while we have a connection.
Yes.
Thank you to Alejandras, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave the Hunter, Execute, Fair Gaston, Grand Negus, Iron Brittle, Chris W, Laren Ramar, Lita, Mr. Brighto 1, Mrs. Rock Guru, scroll, Ms. Miggy, Marissa's Charming, Nisi, Rude, Stir, Stone, Sling Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wainema, Zaya, and Zortz. Thank you all.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. And there's the hearts down below to say we heart you very, very much for your support. And obviously, we understand that people give support in many different ways. And truly, we appreciate all the support from whatever you can give in whatever form. So thank you very much. Now, from Stone, Sir, and myself, again, these people, I cannot say how much I truly appreciate these people. I hope you guys know that you mean the absolute world and all the things that you do for me. So thank you to the amazing mod team for all that you do. That is Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya. Thank you. Thank you for doing the things, because as you guys know, IRL is very crazy at the moment. So I do get to miss lots of things. I try not to, but yeah, it does happen. So I appreciate what you all do. To the Code Wardens, Elky, Fim, Naptime, and Bell, thank you for what you're doing. We appreciate that they're looking into many different aspects at the moment, and thank them for that. To you guys, thank you for bearing with the crappy Australian internet, for being here. For those of you watching or listening at home on the podcast, thank you so much. Alrighty, and on that note, there goes my cute little heart. It's such a cute little heart. Thank you for that. Alrighty, so I will be back next week. I have a show on Saturday, March 13th at 7 p.m. Eastern. No, it's the following week. That's when times change. That's right. I knew there was a time change. I do that next week. I have to mention that. Alright, don't forget where you can find us. It's over at wildchallenges.com. There is all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels. You can find us by downloading the episodes on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. If you would like to send an email to the show, please send it to podcast@wildchallenges.com. If you've got questions, if you want to share a pun, a joke, any tips or tricks, please feel free, send it through there. Alrighty, Fair, where can we send you?
Where can you send me?
Where can we find you?
Good question. yeah, I'm on Discord as Fair, mm-hmm. which is the easiest way to find me if you don't happen to be in game, in which case I'm likely to be in the guild on Wormrest Accord, mm-hmm. Alliance side. Fear anything.
Pretty much, exactly. Alrighty, and don't forget you can find me on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LeetaWow. Alright, so please, you know, if you need to get me on Discord, if you don't get me, as I keep saying, be patient. I can't always respond straight away. If you need an answer, talk to the mods, talk to the team, and if they need to get me, they will let me know as well. Alrighty. Okay, our last two thank yous. Who have we got, Fair?
Yeah, we have a very big thank you to say to Mr. Brighto1 for our wonderful intro. You can find him on Discord at Mr. Brighto1. And another big thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. He can be found on Twitter at epic_insanity, as well as on the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Absolutely. And these guys, we love them. We give them a heart too. So thank you to them both. We do appreciate all that they do to help us out. Alrighty. Well, on that note, I think we will say goodbye. Fair, thank you for joining me. Thank you for all the wonderful information. As always, you know, you always give us something to think about, something to enjoy. We wish you very good luck with your challenge tunes. And Dark Moon Fair! Dark Moon Fair!
Yes.
Silly time. So that's very exciting. Very exciting. Alright, everybody. Please stay safe. Please stay safe out there. Please know that we as a community love you, appreciate you, and are right here if you need us. Okay? If or when you need us. Other than that, have a good week. We will see you again next week.
Take care, all of you.
That's it. All right, guys. Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Lita. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.